Hello.
Good evening, Miss Marjorie Fregner.
Yeah, who's calling?
Yes, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not telling
you. Okay, I cannot hear you, so I'm leaving the room by talking. What's going on?
Yes, can you hear me better?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. My name is Chris. I'm not selling anything.
National Leukemia Survey?
National Opinion Surveys.
Okay. What's concerning, though?
We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This survey is about the 2024 elections and some general questions about the state of the country.
Okay, go ahead. And who's doing the survey?
It's National Opinion Surveys, but who it is paying for it?
Is it Republican or Democrat?
We're not told, so we don't influence your opinions. But I can assure you it's very balanced.
Okay.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Do we listen to that, did you say?
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print?
Oh, no. No one works for that, no.
Okay, thank you. Let me just adjust my microphone. I'm sorry about that. We know it's a long way off. But what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Definitely.
Or will you?
Definitely.
What is your age?
81.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black? Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, or are you a mixed race?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
You may...
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Conservative.
So would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Well, if a Democrat had the same values that I have, I would vote for a Democrat. So most of the time it's the Republicans that have the same values, mm-hmm. I don't know what you want to call it.
We're just trying to know if you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else.
Well, just put me as Republican then.
Okay. In a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied with our country heading.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. Let me go through them really quick, and then we can match it to your top two. The first one is healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice.
Hold on a minute. All right. Goodbye, Lothar. Right. Bye. See ya. My son was just leaving. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, don't worry. The next one was a criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable. The next one is immigration and border security, crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Now, how many do you want me to pick?
Your top two.
I'm allowed two.
Yes.
Oh, boy, that's tough. Just two?
Just two.
Democracy and freedom.
Okay.
Oh, I know everybody's what everybody else is going to think.
Oh, no worry. Your answers are confidential.
Yeah. No, I don't care if anybody knows my answers. But, boy, it's hard to pick two of them. Because democracy and freedom comes under a lot of things like criminals and immigration, and so that covers those to a certain. I know nobody's going to probably pick criminal justice reform, but we need that.
So we have two regarding criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, or gun regulation and reform.
None of those. No, then I have to pick something else.
Okay.
Well, I'll just pick the one that a lot of people are picking, inflation.
Okay. So that will be inflation in the economy and protecting our democracy and freedom.
Correct.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say not very often? Oh, I'm sorry, would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
For me personally?
Yes.
For me, when you live rural, I don't have a problem with it. I hear it in the news all the time.
So
I don't have a problem with it, with racial discrimination. For me personally, no.
So that would be not often or not at all?
Not at all for me personally.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Well, I think we all have fewer rights today.
But compared you to other people, would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I'd say the same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one in the list is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, oh boy. Just give her a 50 or give me a 50.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
75.
The Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party. 25.
Donald Trump.
98.
Taylor Swift.
50. Oh, I'm going to do a 50 with her, too.
Okay. Joe Biden.
25.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
25.
The NAACP.
25.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried?
About what? I'll repeat the question.
How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very worried? Somewhat worried? Not so worried or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement.
Okay.
The first one is, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Agree.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
The next one is, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
And is that somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat. What was your second one?
Somewhat or strongly? Strongly.
Somewhat.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
You said disagreement. What was that first word?
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Disagree.
And is that a somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
You said illegally or legally?
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
A legally protected right. I want to make sure I understand this. Mm-hmm. Abortion should be a legally... I'm not sure if I'm getting your question.
A legally protected right in this country.
A legally protected right.
Yes.
Disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Disagree.
Is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
And America's diversity makes it stronger.
Repeat.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
America's diversity. Tell me what the it is again.
America's diversity makes it stronger. Was that your question?
America's diversity makes it stronger.
It's stronger.
The previous question, what was the main topic again?
Oh, you mean the options for answer?
No. Oh. You're saying it makes it stronger.
Yes.
I guess I don't understand the question.
Oh, America's cultural diversity makes it stronger.
Agree.
Or ethnicity. And would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase...
Oh, I oppose it.
And is that a strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which you agree with more.
All right.
The statement A is the following. Some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That was statement A.
Okay.
Statement B is the following. Other people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which one of the two statements do you agree with more?
B.
And is that a much more B or somewhat more B?
Much more B.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree that this is being undermined or under threat. And 0 means that you do not think this is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is a commitment to Christian ideals.
Boy. So the 10 I strongly believe in it. Is that what it was?
10 means you strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined. 5 means somewhat agree it is being threatened.
Okay, 10.
The next one is immigration to this country.
10.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
8.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
The right to bear arms.
10. Now that the 10 is the one that says it's being undermined, you're saying.
That you agree, that you strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined.
Okay, being threatened. Okay.
Yeah.
10, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Freedom to protest the police or government.
Repeat the question.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
10.
Police that treat everyone the same.
7.
Thank you. And we're around the corner to finish in the survey, but we just have a few more questions to go. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using, once again, a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with a statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back a fundamental civil and human right. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful.
So if I give it between 8 and 10, that means I agree to that.
Yes.
Okay. 9.
Thank you. The next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk of losing everything we have gained.
10.
Thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
And I'm extremely motivated to vote.
So any number between 0 and 10?
10.
Thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate conservative.
So that would be, I'm sorry, you said moderate conservative, so that would be on somewhat conservative? Or very conservative?
You mentioned the word moderate.
Yes. So moderate?
Oh, okay. Go ahead and finish.
Okay. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice
regular
a week?
Regular basis.
So that would be twice a week or more, or every week?
Weekly. Once.
Was that every week?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do I identify?
Yes. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ?
No, I'm not a member of the LGBTQ community.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You're free now.
Now, how can I get the results of this survey?
Well, actually, since we are not told who pays for it, I assume, and we are an independent research company, I assume it is for studies.
I can't believe that they wouldn't publish the results.
Yes, I really apologize.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay. Oh.